The National Farm Machinery Show kicks off today in Louisville, continues through Saturday at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Our coverage brought to you by Commonwealth Agri Energy, Clyde Height Lubricants and Fasteners, Christian County Farm Bureau Federation, CBC Ag Enterprises, Wildcat Chevrolet, and by Raider Auction Company. Had a chance to visit recently with Mr. David Beck, who is the president and CEO of Kentucky Venues. Of course, he was at Kentucky Farm Bureau for over 41 years, and now in a different role as the manager and heading up all the activities at the Kentucky Exposition Center and the Kentucky International Convention Center as well. Mr. David Beck, this will be a different experience for you this year, heading up the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville.
Well, it's an exciting time to be a part of Kentucky Venues, and we're so excited with the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center, as well as our new renovated convention center downtown Louisville. But with the Exposition Center, we're hosting the Farm Machinery Show again. And as you, Alan, I've grown up attending this show for many, many years. I remember being back in middle school and getting my Kentucky Farmer magazine, our family, with a big tabloid many years ago, and kind of seeing the layout of all the exhibits and booths, and we would plan our trip to Louisville. And then all through high school and college, and then as an adult, being able to come every year, go to the championship tractor pull, it's been really a wonderful experience for me. And didn't ever think it someday I may be in this role, but I'm very excited about it. We have a little 1.3 million square feet in a climate-controlled setting. I've been to a lot of farm shows, indoor and outdoor, and I know a little bit biased, but this is one of the best in the country, an opportunity for people to come in this region of the country to be come out and enjoy that. We'll have a little over 900 exhibitors. In fact, we have a waiting list, about 400 on it, waiting to get into the show. So it continues to grow every year, and we're excited about that, as well as the championship a tractor pull. We have that on Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. So it's just a great time. We'll have a little over 300,000 visitors on the property. And it's an exciting time in agriculture to come and people get together, renew those friendships and relationships, and also for our urban folks to come out and visit too to get a better appreciation for today's agriculture.
You know, I think that's what makes the Farm Machinery Show special, because you do have a mix of urban and rural folks that come out to it, and everybody wants to show off their new equipment, what's new for them in agriculture and the Farm Machinery Show.
They really do, and the technology and things on the cutting edge, you know, every year they have a major trade show in Las Vegas for technology, but you can come to the Farm Machinery Show and see current technology being utilized in agriculture production, and, you know, we have what we call the smart homes. But we've got smart farms, and some of the early technology was developed and utilized on the farms before it was in other parts of our society. So it's a wonderful time, and looking forward to seeing everybody. We'll have a lot of elected officials, members of the General Assembly, people out of Washington. We'll have people out of local governments, farm leaders from out the country, average producers throughout the state. We're just looking forward for people to being here and partaking in the activities.
And the championship tractor pull, Mr. Beck, that's something that's really grown. Celebrate 50 years last year, 51st year, and you got competition from all over the country there.
We do. It's the 51st. And, you know, last year, as you mentioned, was a special time with the 50th anniversary. And to see where that show has grown, and I'll tell you a little side story. I've been coming for years, and over the years, I was able to get pretty good seats, eventually working myself down to the lower level. And I started this position. They asked me, you want to keep those seats? And I said, sure, I do. It took me a long time to get them. I don't want to give them up now. So I always invite friends to come out and be with us for the Farm Machinery Show and enjoy the tractor pull. And again, this is a great time. You know, a lot of exciting things happening in agriculture. I'm sure we've had the roller coaster as it relates to farm prices. We know that can be a real challenge. But I have so much confidence in today's agriculture. The producers produce the food and fiber we need to feed ourselves and a good part of this of the world. And the American farmer is completely engaged and committed to that end. And to see them come and be a part of this, see the industries that support agriculture production and the marketing, the processing, the distribution, the transportation, every aspect of the food chain. It's pretty exciting to see that, and one that many of us take for granted. And it wouldn't take too many hours without that food supply. We'd all miss it in a hurry.
You know, and I think some of the people may overlook sometimes the economic impact of what agriculture and the Farm Machinery Show does to Louisville and part of central Kentucky there. I mean, it's huge for our area, you know?
Yeah, it's comparable to things the size of or exceeding the Kentucky Derby, the number of hotel rooms involved, the restaurants. We'll have over 300,000 visitors on the property. And so this entire region of our area benefits from that, from the economy. So it's a tremendous impact on our properties, you know, the hosted show, but there's many side benefits from it. As I travel around the community, around the state, visit people, it's a pretty well-known activity. And I think many times those of us from Kentucky take it for granted. We don't realize what an impact it is. But around the country, there's a lot of venues that love to have this show in their backyard. We're very fortunate to have it here in Kentucky.
Of course, our coverage brought to you by your friends at H&R AgriPower, AgriChem, and by Security City and Chemical, along with Pro Solutions. By the way, we'll be hanging out and headquartering at the H&R AgriPower booth in the South Wing. Come by and see us. Say hello. We'll be there today, tomorrow, and again on Friday. We'd love to see you, say hello to you, and maybe even record an interview with you. Take your picture and let everybody know that you're at the part of the National Farm Machinery Show this year. Reporting from Louisville, I'm Alan Watts.